Listen, if you have energy, if you can acquire energy and you can put it forth to doing something with it, then you can achieve all these things quickly. This is why I tell you guys to meditate, because the meditation we do isn't just relaxing. It's training you to keep your mind silent. It's training you to breathe slowly. It's training you to control your energy. And most of all, it's collecting energy for you. It's collecting prana, which is why it's universally the best meditation. It's doing everything.
Another meditation I need to do is where you show
yes. And that's why you're already having experiences that you're telling me that most people never have in their entire life who've meditated for
years. Yesterday
when
I was meditating, I was wasn't doing the same thing. I had my hands like that, and I was just kind of focusing my energy. Like, I was focusing on taking the prana and building
but
it
that's
up
fine. That's
and
fine.
Giving it to my friends.
Right.
Kind of like
that's fine too, but work on what I'm showing you.
All I do is sit there and listen to music and
that's
don't worry
it.
About
I'm
it.
Telling you that everything else will come. That's all you have to do.
Just sit there.
That's right. There is no other way. Listen, if you want to play on your road trip and you have an important meeting to get somewhere, so you're going to get this incredible job opportunity, are you going to drive and know that you can stop and have cookies and cream and ice cream and take your time? Or do you just want to get to where you're going, get this great job, and buy the place that's making the cookies?
While I'm meditating, do I focus on the energy coming in, or I just completely just don't think and just sit there?
It doesn't matter. You are aware of it. Aware means you don't have to think about it. We don't want thought. Do you see what I'm saying? You can be aware of something without having to give it thought.
Because I already know that when I sit down and I meditate,
right, you'll feel it. You'll just know what's happening. That's all you need to know.
I like silence better than music.
So I'm just combining my mind with...
Well, let's put it this way. When you meditate the silence, it's like getting a manicure when you're getting ready to go rock climbing. Okay? In other words, the reason why we listen to music has a very specific reason. There's logic behind it. Because if you have silence and you meditate the silence, your mind gets acquainted to that. So every time there's a loud noise or somebody talking or a distraction, your mind very easily breaks to what's going on. By having constant irritation, eventually you're so immune to it that you don't even think about it anymore. Your mind is just so willful, so powerfully focused that you can be in psychic combat and nobody's going to distract you or screw your awareness because you're just so trained to be right on target. It's like running with 10-pound weights on your legs and your arms. You can run without them and get a great cardiovascular workout. You can meditate without music. Or you can meditate with music, which is having the 10 pounds on, and you're going to do it so much that you're going to forget that you have it on. So when it comes to doing something, you're going to have this added strength or ability that you weren't aware of. This is all meticulously been thought out. And the brain is a machine, so we have to psychologically look at the brain and understand how it works. And this is what this meditation has been based on, was why does the brain do what it does? And what is preventing these people who normally meditate from achieving even higher levels faster? The goal is not to just make somebody feel spiritual. The goal is also to train the mind to develop all of these psychic abilities. That's part of the game plan. So it should never be looked at as standard meditation. Standard meditation is great if you want to relax, if you want to find peace within you, if you want to find balance. But we want all of those things, but we also want to discipline our mind so that we can will it to do psychic things, or will it to leave our body and go places, or will it to move energy from our body out, or will it to sense or analyze somebody, or will it to opening up a dimensional door, etc., etc., etc. So this is part of the Iron Man workout rather than just doing one, you know, set of something. You know, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah. Basically, to be able to train the mind to put up with distractions.
That's right, and we think that, that's right, and it's very important, right? Because if you think about it, if you're walking in your state of consciousness and all of a sudden you have not thought, you have dimensional stuff opening, you see an entity, and you got this, that, and then all of a sudden you see a guy ride by on his bike playing a radio, your mind's just going to automatically, against your will, just go, oh, guy riding his bike with the radio, what's that song, Rolling Stones? Oh, shit, you look around, everything's collapsed. This is why we do what we do. I mean, I could go over the entire meditation. Every single specific part has been very well thought out. But it's there for a reason.
Yeah.
doesn't just the positive like tone of the music increase your emotions?
Absolutely.
Like, attracting positive, like positively, like a positive magnet attracting positive.
Right. What
positive
happens when you listen to rock and roll all the time?
You're just like, you want to drink.
You get tired of it. You get immune to it, right? So at first it's good, and I don't mind you feeling. I encourage sometimes I do meditation specifically to pump people up, and have a really interesting attitude. But eventually, what happens is you build certain immunities, and then after a while, the music isn't necessary anymore, and you can shut it off, but not in the beginning. You know, I mean, it's just a tool.
There's nowhere to take them.
We can't mess around together though tonight. Just mess around, walk around, go for a walk, and just try to clear our minds.
You guys can go do that on your own.
Maybe we'll get some kind of a us three.
Well, what did I tell you?
Yeah, we can't have people around.
You can do whatever you want to do, but if you're going to literally take what I'm telling you, there's a reason. My experience tells me that when you're with other people, it doesn't work as well. It's a very personal thing at first. You try and fool your brain. So why guarantee failure? Failure means discouragement. Discouragement means that you'll give up eventually because you can't do it. You know what the number one reason for people not reaching enlightenment or awareness? Failure first leads to discouragement, and they become so discouraged that they stop, you know, working at it. They stop at developing, or they'll stop reading it when they were doing so well, because they decide for themselves what is successful and what's not. They think that they're supposed to move mountains like within months, and so therefore they're like, well, I can't do this little thing. Well, then I must not be progressing. They give up. And the point is, it's the most ridiculous thing. I mean, it's sad. That's how karma weeds out the weak from the strong, I feel. If I was that way when I was younger, I would have never achieved the things that I achieved. But discouragement is there for a reason.
So, once you are enlightened, like you can see how this thing is with us here. We don't distract
right.
you because you're strong enough to do that.
Right.
When you hit a certain pitch and maintain it in order to clear the mind, specific sound pitch that soothes and creates a certain state of consciousness that's very similar to meditating for long periods of time, so it's done very quickly. Certain states of consciousness that is a byproduct of doing an om allows your mind to do things. Doing oms before you do the dimensional walking will help you do dimensional walking faster. Everything that we do is an exercise to assist us in our spiritual growth or our psychic abilities, or to enhance these abilities we have. So we do oms, like somebody would say, well, if they're an athlete, they run every day, but they also eat raw eggs to assist them to even get to what they're doing faster.
You get to that from the energy that the pitch of the om produces.
The oms creates a certain feeling that makes you have non-thought.
Is that in any relation with oms at all?
Oms, oms, we call them oms. Some people call them oms. It's the same thing.
Okay.
The second byproduct of doing this when we do this is we were talking about dimensions. Well, when you do oms, you create a dimensional vortex, in essence. You create a dimension under the right circumstances at the right moment. You are likely to draw what appears to be entities in, and they will do the oms with you. You will actually hear them, a very defined, singular voice joining in on the om. That will definitely be from nowhere physically.
How do you do it?
Well, we're going to do that in a minute.
Oh, okay.
So, it's excellent in that way also. it creates what I would consider perfect tonal. It makes you resonate at an excellent state of mind. When you're all done, you'll feel relaxed. You'll feel like you just meditated. Alms can be used to remove entities, negative forces. It's not so much the sound. The sound is what's raising your tonal, okay? But your tonal is an energy, and the energy starts to expand and grow into a room. A lot of times you'll do alms in a very cold room, and within 10 minutes, it's like 13 to 20 degrees warmer, literally. I mean, people will be sweating, and you'll walk around the room, it's just hot. So it's good to purify energy. Alms are used for places that have really bad energy that's impacted into the furniture, into the walls, and you walk in, and you're like, ooh, I don't like this. And you'll do like 10 alms, and if they're done well, because you're going to learn there's good alms and there's bad alms, it will permeate everything so much by intensifying the vibration and the energy into it. It washes everything so that it has high vibration. And when you walk in then, people are going to be like, wow, this place feels really good. Alms, when they are done perfectly, will create a ring sound, much like what is on a wine glass when you run your fingers circular. You will hear like a woo-woo-woo. That is a perfect om. That's what you are striving to achieve, is a perfect om, which can only be done with at least a minimal of two people, but best with four. Okay? It's that ringing sound that you're trying to achieve. So, alms are very powerful in their own way. Any questions?
I was going to say, in that case,